Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Eureka Police Department has opened a homicide investigation looking into how a man found dead at his apartment on G Street over the weekend died. The coroner's office has provided an ID for the victim, 52-year-old Charles Frogen. He was found dead inside his apartment by a neighbor. Eureka Police report that Frogen showed signs of injuries on his body that were not self-inflicted. Neighbors have already been interviewed, and anyone with information about Frogen or how he died is asked to contact Detective Todd Wilcox at EPD. Eureka Police, Humboldt Bay Fire, and PG&E crews responded to Union Street in Eureka yesterday afternoon after a report from a construction crew that they had severed a 1-inch gas line. Union Street between Carson and West Henderson was closed down, and homes in the immediate area were evacuated. The gas to the line was shut off at about 1 o'clock, and the construction crew set to work repairing the broken line. The chambers at yesterday morning's Board of Supervisor meeting were filled with people waiting for their chance to wish retiring Supervisor Jimmy Smith well. It was Smith's final meeting as a member of the board. He retires August 3rd, and the next regularly scheduled meeting is not until mid-August. By that time, Supervisor-elect Rex Bone will have taken over for Smith, who's retiring early due to his battle with cancer. Dozens of speakers lined up for their turn at the microphone to thank and honor Smith for his service, and tears and laughter soon flowed. You can hear Jimmy on his final talk shop that will air August 8th. A CHP officer conducting a traffic safety patrol on Highway 101 in the safety corridor pulled over a driver, later arrested for suspicion of DUI after he raced past a Caltrans crew working on the roadway. The incident highlights the dangers Caltrans workers face every day when they go to work, as Public Information Officer Scott Berger illustrates.
We do contract with the CHP depending on the project and the location, and they provide a tremendous help in ensuring public safety and also the safety of the workers. We have our campaign Slow for the Cone Zone, which many people have heard, and it's just a reminder that highway workers, every day when they go to work, they place their life on the line, and so we just want to encourage the public to slow for the cone zone.
178 Caltrans workers have died while on the job since the department was formed in 1924. That doesn't take into account fatalities suffered by the employees of construction firms contracted through Caltrans. It's dangerous out there.
Caltrans would like to remind motorists to just please drive courteously and to slow down in work zones, to watch out for highway workers, and to safely move over a lane when passing the work crews.
Monday's driver, Dirk Loma, was given a field sobriety test, arrested, and booked in the county jail. More KINS News is after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka at the corner of 7th and Broadway. Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The City of Fortuna held a public meeting discussing the water tank project and to update city residents on where the project stands. A representative from DN Tanks, the firm that's building the new tank, as well as representatives from Wayland Construction, were on hand to answer questions. Wayland Construction got an okay from neighborhood residents, extending construction work hours if necessary to 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. until the project is finished. The project is currently on schedule despite heavy rains last week, and once the site is prepared, DN Tanks will install the new water tank. DN also sent residents home with color palettes to help decide what color the new tank will be painted. City is currently using temporary water tanks set up on site, and new road services will be constructed once the heavy equipment work is completed. Governor Brown has put his signature to a piece of legislation authorized by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro. The bill is AB 1812. It will help local microbreweries and craft breweries go into effect January 1st. Microbrewers and craft brew makers regularly use wooden barrels to age their beer, and many of those wooden barrels are recycled, having been used in the making of wines or the distilled spirits industry. Chesbro's bill protects brewers from having to relabel their products because of the barrels used, and Chesbro said in a statement that the North Coast is a national destination for those who enjoy craft beer tours, and it's an industry that has a huge economic impact on the state, as well as great growth potential. With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.